Introducing the return of the golden age of American radio. It's the Mischke Broadcast, radio's renegade outpost, transmitting live from St. Paul, courtesy of the Black Sheep Broadcasting Network.
I think right off the bat, I should mention that I don't want to be here. Most of the time, I do want to be here, so it is a bit of news that I don't want to be here. Don't know why, really, but I think it's important to be honest with you and say this is the last place I want to be. A lot of it has to do with a sort of a burnout that occurs every now and then on the news specifically. The news of the day after a few weeks wears on me and seems after a while to all be the same news. And I kind of get glossy-eyed and then I get lost and I don't know what to do with the show. And this happens a little too frequently for my tastes. I don't mind a good burnout every 6 months, but every few weeks, all of a sudden, a day will come where it looks like it's the same news from last year and the year before and the year before. You can talk about all the changes over the last few months, internationally, nationally, but I swear it's the same news with just different names. Okay, sure, it's a war, but we've had lots of wars. It's just the U.S. now plugged in as the country involved instead of whatever country it was before. Anyway, I don't know that it's a terribly rational response, but I just look at the news and want to vomit. And so, on those days, I really struggle and say this would be a good night to not come in. Now, people say, why do you base your show on the news of the day? Well, it's a good question, but think about it. If you're going to do a show 5 days a week, 12 months out of the year, for a decade, and you have to do something different every night, what changes every single day? The news. The newspapers, the Associated Press, Reuters, UPI, New York Times, the news changes every day. So you may have a clever idea once a week. You may have an interesting thought, interesting enough to bring to the air every third day. But the only thing that is consistently changing every day, new every day, fresh every day, is the news. So you grab that. If I did a once-a-week show, it would be completely different. Completely different show. But a daily show, I've never been able to figure out a way around the fact that I need the news. That's why I always think it's so odd that people in talk radio routinely criticize the media and then use them every day. Reporters for newspapers are reporters for us. Editorial writers for newspapers end up being editorial writers for us. The media, the newspapers out there, the print media, the television news, they're the mother's milk of talk radio. Everybody who has a show is a junkie for that stuff. So it's a little disingenuous to continually beat up on the guys you're then using to foster your career. So you can see where when you get in the habit of using that crutch and then that crutch disappears on a given day because it just seems so banal, so boring, so mundane, so similar to everything else you've read, how much that sort of puts you in a freeze, in a hold where you have no idea then what to do with the program. And I wondered if it was possible tonight to do a show where you people brought up topics that weren't to be found in any newspaper in this country today. Topics you would like discussed that cannot be found in any newspaper. Because if it's a topic from a newspaper, I don't want to hear about it. You people who've listened to this show for a long time know that this happens to me frequently. And it's perhaps a little more frequent of late, but I don't worry about it too much. I always feel good when it happens on a Friday, a couple days off. Mondays always feel recharged. Got a vacation coming up between Christmas and New Year's. Got a recharging of the batteries there, so... But you see, don't you? You see why I just do a two-hour show. It's all I'm able to do. Some people do three, some people do four, some people do five. Art Bell does 5 hours. I admire them. I admire them. I don't have it. Do not have it. I have two. Two a day. And even that, you see, becomes problematic when I simply run out of things to talk about. I sometimes worry that there is a finite amount to talk about in life, and that there's simply going to come a year somewhere where everything will have been said that I have to say. And I'll wake up one day and not want to talk for the rest of my life, which would make some out there happy. But 9 times out of 10, you take a couple days off and you come back just fired up. So it's Friday night, and normally I feel pretty good on Fridays and have a lot to say, and this doesn't happen to be one of those Fridays. It's embarrassing. It's uncomfortable, the feeling. It's not good. It's not conducive to a good show. It's not a pleasant feeling. But I will throw out to you this option if you care to pursue it. Give me a topic that is not in the news today to talk about, if you would be so kind. 646-TALK in St. Paul, 646-8255, or long distance, 877-615-1500. Thank you.